This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yesterday, just an absolute, scare was put through the entire Jet universe. And of course, we were on the air when Justin Fields hurt his foot. It was described as a lower leg injury,
right?
But now it's turned out to be a foot injury, a toe injury specifically, and he dislocated his right big toe. Now, for a right-handed quarterback like you, that's important.
It's you're going to plant that foot every time you drop back, no matter if it's a drop back pass, a play action pass, the right foot's going to be the plant foot for him, and you dig it into the ground to brace yourself so you can throw it harder or better. But when I heard this news, I was actually out on the practice field with the Giants. And somebody said something, they carted him off. I said, oh, my God, really?
Yeah, we felt bad. We were actually here, too. We had the same feeling you did.
It's terrible because I saw him in Pittsburgh. I watched him in Chicago. And then when he came up here, when they decided to sign him, I said, that is the perfect spot for him. Because Aaron Glenn and the offensive coordinator who came from Detroit, they have a special plan for him. It's going to be really built all around his skill, and it's going to fit him perfectly.
And it should. That's what they should be doing.
Well, of course. And so it's all. And I saw him interviewed about two or three times during the offseason. I could tell he was so happy.
And so excited, yeah.
And it took everything he had not to kind of say bad things about everybody. He might have said a few things about Pittsburgh. But I didn't hear it.
I mean, we all have those emotions, you know. Yeah. You felt those when you were, you know, let go by the Giants at the end. I felt that way when I left the Jets. We all have the emotion of like, oh, they don't want me. How could they not want me? Or, you know, that's just a normal feeling. And I think today it's even more amplified because of social media and everything else. So anyway,
but my point being, he was in, you know, and quarterbacks are judged so poorly. Because they just look at stats or whatever, but look where he was and who was around him and who was coaching him.
Yeah.
And it was tough to do or to really see his skill to the level where it really fits the offense and the team fits him. And, you know, the Jets have a lot of good players.
I know they do. Now,
and that offensive line they got was going to be, I think.
And their running back is stacked, and it was going to take a lot of pressure off of him. And plus, eventually he'll come back and he'll be a quarterback that Jet fans haven't seen in a long time. And that is an athletic quarterback that can create offense and create first downs and all that other stuff that they haven't seen, that you see from other quarterbacks around the league, like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow. You know, these guys, you know, he's that kind of athlete is what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's that type of football player or that type of quarterback, but he is that type of athlete. And I think Jet fans will like him when they see him when he finally gets back.
I think so too.
Did you ever have a dislocated toe or anything?
No.
How about turf toe?
No, I never had that either.
You never had that either. So, depending on what the diagnosis is and how severe this is, it could be the 2 to 4 week injury, which is what they're saying now, meaning day to day, which means he would be back by the start of the regular season. I don't know if he would play in a preseason game or not. Most likely not. If the extent of the injury is worse, it could be it could require surgery. I don't think it's going to require surgery, but if it did, now you're talking about at least somewhere between 8 and 12 weeks.
Wow.
Well, it doesn't sound like it's going to require surgery.
Well, I'm sure they'll try everything they can or whatever to avoid having surgery. And just for the Jet fans and you know, everybody. The great thing is Tyrod Taylor is the backup.
All right, well.
And but I know he gets, but Tyrod gets Taylor, okay, but maybe not. He's got a really good offensive line in front of him now. Yeah, the play calling's going to be different. I think he's a great backup for many reasons. And what he will do, even if he's playing really well, he's the kind of guy, he will push it towards Justin Fields. In other words, okay. And
Garrett Wilson. But he'll push the ball towards Garrett Wilson.
No, right? I'm saying he's going to, even though Justin Fields is probably sitting there and watching him play, if he plays well, Tyrod Taylor's not going to, he's going to deflect. He's going to do what he was brought there or assigned to do, to be the backup to Justin Fields and to help him become the quarterback that everybody hopes he turns into.
So here's the interesting thing from my perspective, as we're talking to Phil Simms this morning, sitting in for Gio, is exactly what Aaron Glenn has done since he's got here. And how he's gone about his business as a head coach, what he and Darren Mooji have done over there. And I don't know if you noticed this. I don't know if you feel the same way that we feel over here. But for the last 6 months, man, there is nothing coming out of that building.
I love it. Yeah.
Nothing.
Yep.
I mean, it's been totally on lockdown. I'm assuming because Aaron Glenn, you know, coached under Dan Campbell. He played under Bill Parcells. He was with, I think, Sean Payton down in New Orleans,
Yes, he was.
So he's been, like, in that kind of group of coaches, and Parcells, the one that sits on top, that's the Parcells tree, that it sounds to me like he is going to make this camp really competitive, and he is not going to mess around. And by them doing something unprecedented, signing Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner to contracts when they didn't have to, makes me think that, you know, he's going to rely on those two guys to take the hard coaching, the competitive coaching, and hopefully get this team on the straight and narrow.
Boomer, everybody better be ready to take the hard coaching. I can't wait to see him on the sidelines in a real game. It's going to be such a contrast to what was there before. He's going to be into the offense, into the defense. He's going to coach both, manage the game. I think he'll be a great game manager because that Bill Parcells, to me, was the best game manager I've ever seen in the NFL. And Dan Campbell's not bad at it either.
Dan Campbell's aggressive. I mean, Bill Parcells, in my eyes, was probably one of the most aggressive coaches on fourth down. When he was coaching, back when going for it on fourth down wasn't the in thing.
Right.
And nowadays, you got the Dan Campbells of the world, you got the Frank Reichs of the world, who, when they were coaching or when Frank was coaching, they would go for it all the time on fourth down if they were in, you know, outside of their 35-yard line.
A couple things. I like head coaches that get involved on both sides of the football during game day. I like that a lot. And I really judge, the one thing I do judge, being in the business we're in, that I judge coaches hard about managing the game.
Sure.
And, you know, just think, the Chicago Bears. I mean, come on. They had about four or five games. They go, we're leading. We got a chance to win, but we don't want to. We're going to screw it up. And, no, I mean, it was really incredible to watch them play.
Or they're just sitting on the ball and they're not playing offense.
Oh, my gosh. Managing the clock, the situations, it couldn't have been worse. So, but that's what you know, it's a big deal. The outcomes of NFL games are so close. You need a coach that really is good at managing the whole game, the time, and his players. And I think Aaron Glenn has a chance to be that guy.
Well, I hope he's going to be that guy. So we got Phil Simms all morning this morning. You can call us at 888-808-1019. That is the hotline for Al. And we can talk a little bit of football this morning. The baseball teams did not play last night. A couple trades, I think, in Major League Baseball. CeeLo will have those.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.